Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
2 Timothy 2 verse 21 till verse 22. If a man purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Flee also from youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Goeiemôre, goeiemôre, goeiemôre. Wees in die huis. Ja, ons begin die dag reg op die regte noot met die woord van die Here en is wonderlik om weer eens vandag saam met een en elkeen ingeskakel te kan wees hier op Coffee Date. En wees in die huis. Ek gaan nou kyk wees in die huis, maar dit is net lekker om vandag weer eens op 'n Woensdag. Dit is wat ek noem genade, genade. Dat ons nog vandag weer eens kon opgestaan het, ingeskakeld te kan wees om te luister na die woord van die Here en net te weet dat God is in beheer. Onthou wat jy ook al in die gesig staar. Die Here verlaat jou nooit. Daar is 'n lied wat dit sê, sy kinders verlaat hy nooit. En dit is so waar. Ek is vandag net opgewonde, want ek weet die Here gaan iets baie mooi doen vandag. So maak julle gereed. Kry hy sitplek gordels reg. En van hierdie kingdom bouwing, hy gaan nie vandag land nie. So ja, lekker om vandag saam met julle te kan wees. En net om te weet dat die vreugde van die Here vergesel een in elkeen van ons weer vandag. Ek sien hier is al 'n paar mense wat bedrywig is hier op Facebook en ook op die WhatsApp lyn. Kom ons, hier is 'n paar mense wat wil môre sê, Selechmi sê good morning Lady P. Hope you remember the song Roll Back the Curtains, and then I want to ask you if you have the song by Owen Mack. Okay, ons gaan dit nou nie vandag kan laai nie. Praying, but I will inquire for you. Roll Back the Curtains gaan definitief aan die einde van die program speel. So Selechmi, jy moet maar mooi wag tot en met die einde van die program. En Adrian Marcus sê ook good morning powerful woman of God. Hy is al daar op Facebook. En ek gaan later die ander boodskapies lees wat deurgekom het. Maar kom ons luister na hierdie pragtige lied. Gesing deur J.B. Lyons. I speak Jesus. Die tyd 7 minute oor 9.
Stuur jou WhatsApp nou na die ateljee. Stoor dit sommer op jou foon. 081-729-1657.
And on that powerful note, I want to greet you once again in the wonderful name of Jesus. We just listened to that beautiful song here on Coffee Date, I Speak Jesus. Wow, just the mention of his name and demon tremble at the sound of that name. What a privilege this morning to start the day on such a powerful note with my guests, Sarah DeLuz, and a wonderful friend, Yvonne, and jyne luisteraars, hulle is al klaar, so groot blessing vir ons, nee? Ons is ook nou live daar op Facebook, and I believe they also want to bless us with a song before I officially introduce them. You go ahead.
Amen, amen. The Lord, the earth is the Lord's, and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates, lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, our Messiah Yeshua, he is the King of glory. Amen.
So, Father, we just come before your throne of grace, and we just declare, Lord, your highway to holiness.
Amen.
We pray, Lord, that the airwaves that go out, Lord, would be under you, Lord, and under your majesty, and it would achieve that is you intend it to. So, Lord, may your name be glorified. Yes. Powerful Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, the risen Lord, take your place. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, we welcome and declare the King of glory, our Messiah Yeshua, over our nation, South Africa.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I was waiting on that song, but I think, are you ready to do it right now?
Yes, absolutely. Good morning, Philippine and Yvonne and the listeners, my husband and my three beautiful children and wonderful friends. I just firstly want to thank you, Philippine, for inviting me to be on the radio pulpit. It's wonderful to be here in fellowship with you all for the glory of our Messiah, Yeshua. And the song, as I was driving here to radio pulpit, the Lord just laid this on my heart and I started singing. And so I just want to encourage all the viewers to sing along with us.
Come on, listeners.
So let's go for it. Give me joy in my heart, keep me praising.
Amen.
Give me joy in my heart, I pray, I pray. Give me joy in my heart, keep me praising. Keep me praising till the end of days. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna. Sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna. Sing Hosanna to the King of Kings.
Amen. There you go, there you go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We raise a hallelujah to the King of Kings.
Amen.
Nou ja, luisteraars, was dit nie geseën so ver nie? Sjoe. Daar is nog baie, baie te wachten. But let me first introduce my guest officially to you. Just give you a little bit of background about my guest. She's 55 years of age. No, she's not shy to give her age to us. She's married to Steno Daluz. Since 1989, they have two sons and a beautiful daughter-in-law who lives in England. I hope they are tuned in. She resides in Bellville but grew up in Vredehoek, Cape Town. She's a part-time hairstylist and a full-time ambassador of Christ in her daily walk. Her passions and her goals are to make a difference in other people's lives in obedience to Christ, to fight the good fight, and to finish her race with her faith intact until the end. She is a leader of a teaching ministry, and she started her own business to be at arm length and to take care of her family. Sarah, let me just get that correct. Sarah, welcome to Coffee Date.
Yes,
I know it's going to be blessed. I know it's going to be powerful because God has already set the table. And Yvonne, welcome to you as well. So I'm just going to read a few messages and then she is going to bless us. So, yes, Adrian Marcus, he said, good morning, powerful women of God. And then here's a special song, a Coffee Date song. Let's listen to it.
Coffee Date, dis tyd vir Coffee Date. Dis 9 die môre, Lady PM opgewonde. Coffee Date, skakel in by Coffee Date. En roer, roer, jou geloof lepel. Ons almal roer saam, ons geloofslepels. Roer, jou geloofslepel. Ons almal roer saam, ons geloofslepel. Koffietyd. Dis tyd vir koffietyd. Dis 9 in die môre en die Boeing gaan ons styg. Kom roer saam.
Shoo, Ricardo Benet. You are such a great blessing with that beautiful song that he wrote himself, the Coffee Date song. En dankie Ricardo dat jy ingeskakel is. Tinka sê ja, so begin mens mos met I Speak Jesus. Dan kan die oggend mos net vol blessings wees. Goeiemôre, gevul met the anointing of the Lord. Tinka, ek stem 100% saam met jou. Nog 'n paar boodskapies. Shirley sê goeiemôre aan die PM en gas. My naam is Shirley Davids van Abbotsdale. Wees gegroet. As die so begin Lady PM, sê sy kan ek nie wag vir die kingdom bouing nie. Halleluja, môre Shirley, môre Tinka. And also a very, very good friend of mine was also tuned in this morning, Linda Prag. She says, kingdom greetings to my 3 favorite women of God. Blessings to you, Sarah and Yvonne. Miss you guys so much. I hope to see you both soon. Keep burning the eternal fire for Jesus. Thank you, Lady P, for a blessed broadcast every week. You always bless my heart. Much love to you all this morning. Amen. Welcome, Linda. Welcome. Nice to have you with us. Adrian says, glory. I feel the power. Mm-hmm. And then Andrea Pretorius, all the way from Bay, but she works in Paul. She says, good morning, Coffee Date family, Lady PM and Sarah. Excited to hear the encouraging testimonies today. Andrea's in the house. Welcome, welcome. Now back to my wonderful guest this morning, Sarah Deleuze. And I just want you, Sarah, just to do as Holy Spirit is instructing you. I'm not even going to ask any questions. You just flow with the Holy Spirit. And welcome once again.
Thank you.
To you and Yvonne.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me here once again. And I just want to share that my journey throughout my life, I've always just said to Yeshua, Lord, use me. That's all. Lord, use me. And when you asked me about, you know, the scripture that I'd like to speak on,
yes.
I gave you 2 Timothy 2, verse 21. I'd like to share it with the listeners. And it goes, if anyone cleanses themselves, they will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, useful to the master, and prepared for every good work. And Philippine, I want to start by saying I don't claim to be perfect, but I strive for perfection.
Amen.
And because in Matthew 5 verse 48, it says, you therefore must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. So we are to be devoted to God's desires rather than our own.
Yes, absolutely.
And In Romans 3, verse 23, it is written, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. It is written, praise be to the God our Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth, which is new life, into a living hope through the resurrection of Yeshua, Messiah, from the dead. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, Yeshua, that whoever, the word says, believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. And in 2 Timothy 1, 9, Yeshua, he, which is Yeshua, has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace.
Amen.
This grace was given such in Yeshua, our Messiah, before the beginning of time. And I'd like to go back to 2 Timothy 2, verse 21, which says, if anyone cleanses themselves, in other words, from anything which is dishonorable, disobedient, or sinful, they will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, useful to the master, well-pleasing to the Lord, and prepared for every good work. Philippine, here Paul urged Timothy to be the kind of person Christ could use for his noblest purpose. Mm. May this encourage you and all our listeners. I just want to tell you today, don't settle for less than God's highest and best.
Amen.
Allow the Lord to use you as an instrument of his will. You do this by staying close to him and keeping yourself pure so that sin and its consequences do not get in the way of what God could do in your life. While God can redeem any situation, how much better it is to stay close to Abba, our Heavenly Father, and ready to be used by him at a moment's notice. When we follow God's truth, we will live God's way.
Amen, amen.
And my goal in life, Philippine, is 2 Timothy 4, 6 verse 8, where I one day want to be able to say at the end of my journey in life, I have fought the good fight.
Come on.
I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, and I want to repeat this, not only to me on that day, and not, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Amen. So I share Paul's confident expectation of meeting our Messiah, Jesus. The good news that I bring to you this morning is that the heavenly reward is not just for giants of the faith like Paul,
yes,
but for all of us,
amen,
all of us,
amen,
who are eagerly looking forward to our Messiah Yeshua's second coming. Paul gave these words to encourage Timothy and us that no matter how difficult the good fight seems, keep fighting.
Sure.
And pressing forward with perseverance in prayer. When we are with Messiah Yeshua, we will discover that it was all worth it.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Amen.
We're going to take a short break and then we're coming back. And I'm telling you, this Kingdom Boeing is not going to land. So let's listen to the beautiful song sung by Colonita Forte Niemand Swiss Ini. Then we'll be right back. The time, 27 minutes past 9.
Koffiedייט op Kaapse Kansel. Het jy daardie fascinerende onderhoud geniet en gewens jy kon dit weer luister? Het jy iets inspirerends gehoor en gehoop jy kan dit met 'n vriend deel? Bel jy kan. Besoek kypulpit.co.za. Kies die potgooi opsie. Soek jou gunsteling program, vind daar die insetsel waarna jy wil luister. Klik en geniet. Dit kan nie makliker wees om daardie wonderlike radio-oomblikke op kypulpit.co.za te herleef nie. Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Van die woord na jou hart.
Die klanke van die lewe, die heel dag, elke dag. Kaapse Kansel.
Kaapse Kansel
729 AM.
Dis skakel op jou gunsteling radiostasie Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Die stasie wie vir jou hoop in 'n hopelose situasie bring. En my gaste vandag hier op Koffiedate is Rade Loos en Yvonne. And what a privilege it is to have them here finally at the right time. It's a Kairos moment this morning. And we just listened to the beautiful song sung by Colonita Fortuin, No One Like You, Niemand Soos U Nie. Nou, hier sit 'n paar boodskapies wat ek net gou wil deurgee. En dan gaan ons verder aan. Kom ons kyk wie groet almal nog vir oggend hier. Ek sien Catherine Swartz het ook vir ons gegroet. En hier is 'n stemnotekie wat ook nou deurgekom het. Kom ons luister.
Môre Lady PM en môre aan die gaste daar in die ateljee met jou. Ek dink dis Sira.
Yes.
Sira en Yvonne. Goeiemôre aan hulle en welkom vanoggend saam met ons hier op Koffiedate. Jy, die program het al klaar so aan die brand begin. Filippine is al klaar, ons is al klaar so geseën daar.
Yes.
Wat 'n goeie begin vanoggend op hierdie mooie woensdagoggend. En dan wil ek net groete stuur en 'n shout-out aan al die Koffiedaters wat ingeskakel is vanoggend. Ja, ja, ja. Amen. Wees so groet. Ek wil net sê ek is in die huis.
Ricardo Benet, ons koffie, ons geloofslepelroeder wat hy prachtige lied vir ons so aan mekaar gesit het, die koffiedate lied. Hy wens vir ons het alles van die beste toe, alle seëninge vir jou ook, Ricardo. And then Bernadette Abrams, she says, amen, glory, she's in the house. Morning, morning, morning. Sis Bernie, I hope you're doing good. Catherine Ann Swart says she loves the music. She's all the way from the Strand. And then a message from Fernanda. He says he knows you quite well. Hy sê, amen, amen. Annette van der Merwe sê ook, amen. Ooh, jyne, en Fernanda sê, great daughter of the king. And he's also said, yes, yes, yes. Ons ken mekaar al baie lank, ek en Yvonne. And yeah, we are not perfect, but his word said, we must be more like Jesus and less of us. Thank you, love and blessings. Fernanda Burger. Does that sound familiar?
Amen, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. And then Tinka, Tinka, Tinka's back and she says, early this morning, the Lord highlighted verse 1 in 2 Timothy, verses in 2 Timothy 1 and 2 to me. Listen to this. And one of those verses were verse 21 that you were talking about. She said, wow, the Spirit of the Lord is amazing.
Sure.
Wow, Tinka, bless you, my dear, bless you. And let me just check if I read all the messages. Ooh, en my, nog een dametje wat altijd gereeld inluister is Nadia en my Evelyn. Hulle is in die huis. Hulle gee vir my een lekker picture met een kopie tea, omdat ek moest nou nie meer koffie drink nie. So, dankie Nadia en Evelyn. My Evelyn, julle is meer as welkom. And Catherine says, amen, joy, joy, joy. Thank you, Catherine, that you are tuned in. Ek denk ek het al die boodskapie so ver. So I just want to give over to this phenomenal ladies who are sitting here across me and just, like I said, you just flow with the Holy Spirit.
Thank
welcome
you.
Once
thank
again.
You.
I hope you feel at home.
Yes, I do. Thank you, Philippine. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, you know, where do I start? There's so much to say.
Yes.
But little time. And I just want to share that my parents dedicated me to Jesus as a baby. But I was baptized when I was 43 years old by the late Julius Megan.
Wow.
Philippine, when I was 9 years old, that was the first time I had an encounter with the Lord. And the Lord told me something that became a secret. And I wasn't to share it with anyone. And I would keep telling my sister at the age of 9, the Lord told me a secret that I cannot share with the family. And when I got baptized at the age of 43 years old, when Julius Megan had baptized me, straight after, as I came out of the waters, he prophesied to me exactly what the Lord had told me when I was 9 years old. And it was there that I told my family what that secret was. And if I may share it with all humility, releasing it for the first time, he said, my daughter, you will prophesy in the end of days.
Wow.
So I always knew we were going to come to this place, to this time in season where we can be expectant of our the return of our Messiah Yeshua.
Yes, yes.
Amen. But I want to just quickly go talk about the 12 stones. In 2016, the Lord spoke to me and said, you will lead where I place the stones. And Philippine, I had no idea what that meant until 2018, when the Lord instructed me to go up Table Mountain on my birthday, the 14th of the 4th, with two friends, helpers, I would say, that accompanied me. We blew our chauffeurs to the four cardinal directions, north, west, south, and east, in which the south direction was the most difficult to release the sound. And it was there that the Lord instructed us to walk to the south. Now, I immediately knew in my spirit, Philippine, that the southmost coastal village, southernmost tip of the African mainland is Cape Agulhas. So on the 16th of December 2018, I was accompanied with another four people, in which one of them I hadn't met before. His name is Matthew. After we completed what we had to do in Cape Agulhas, we were invited by Matthew to join a fellowship in Bloubergstrand, in which we accepted. Before departing Cape Agulhas, I received an instruction from the Lord to pick up a big stone. Mm. And I remember my brother, you know, he said to me, oh, no, you can't pick up this big. It was a huge stone. And I said, but the Lord instructed me to do it. And he said, in that case, you can put it in the car. Wow. And not knowing why I was doing this. Mm. And as we were driving on our way to Bloubergstrand, the late Pastor Stefan, he phoned Matthew. And I overheard the conversation. He said, Matthew, I was in a service and I had to run out to instruct you to bring a stone from Cape Agulhas. And Matthew had said, but I, you know, Pastor Stefan, we have left Cape Agulhas already. Mm. And I told Matthew, but I've got a stone that I had to put in the car. On arrival in Bloubergstrand, Pastor Stefan had asked me, what was I doing in Cape Agulhas? And as I explained it to him, he said to me, Sarah, I've been waiting for you. Wow. The Lord had instructed him 20 years prior that he would meet a Portuguese person who he had to travel with a team of people to walk a journey with the Khoisan people, the first fruits of our nation, to do a repentance and reconciliation of restoration in our land. And that is where the journey began in those 4 years. Amazing. That we had gone to 12 different locations, two being where I went alone, which was Portugal and Israel. Wow. And then right at the end of those 4 years, the Lord then instructed me to take all 12 stones, which was very hard for me to depart from, because he had said that I needed to collect a stone from every location, not knowing that he was going to instruct me to build, to place it on Table Mountain in as a memorial of his faithfulness and his goodness in what he did in those 4 years. So alongside Yvonne and 16 other people, we went up onto Table Mountain and with the Khoisan people as well. And in closing that, we experienced his manifestation and glory and presence once we put these 12 stones, you know, on top of the mountain. There was lightning, bolts of lightning and thunder. We smelt the fire as we sealed this memorial in the mighty name of Jesus. And it's a memory that we will forever hold in our hearts.
I can imagine.
Yes.
Wow. My guest in studio this morning is Sarah Deleuze, accompanied by Yvonne. And just a few messages that came through, I just want to read all of them. Cynthia Proog, sy's in die huis. Sy sê, goeiemôre aan die PM en al die luisteraars, geseënde program. Let wel, ons is koningskinders, so goddelik bevoorreg. Cynthia van Potterville, welkom. Fernanda sê, hallelujah to a testimony. God works amazing. Alrico Daniels, I'm sure you know him.
Yes.
He says, amen, powerful encouragement. Welcome, Alrico. So nice to have you. Alrico was one of my Coffee Date listeners, our guests, who blessed us tremendously. So yes, thank you, Alrico. Welcome once again to all our faithful listeners here on Cape Pulpit on Coffee Date. So, Sarah, the journey is just getting more and more and more exciting.
Yes.
And I just want you to continue. You just continue.
Thank you. What came to mind with the stones is when the nation had finished passing over the Jordan, the Lord had said to Joshua to take 12 men from each tribe and each to take up a stone so that those stones shall be to the people of Israel a memorial forever. So that's the scripture that came to my mind when the Lord told me to do this, instructed me to do this. And so I'm going to continue after that. I have been to Israel. The Lord, in the last year, in December, the Lord said, feed my people. The Lord laid on my heart to feed the destitute. So after COVID, this has now been about just over 3 years, 4 years, I started a pantry where Yvonne helps me with a team, where we get, you know, we buy food and we pack it in food parcels and we distribute that to the people that are most in need of the food. And what was profound, when I went to Israel last year, the Lord said to me, feed my people. And in which, and in April 2022, the Lord sent me to Israel for the first time. And his purpose that he instructed me to do and said that he would be sending me every year with that same instruction. And in obedience to God, I have followed through with what he has instructed. So in 2022, 11th of April to 27th of April was my first journey to Israel. The Lord chose Yvonne to go with me. You know, he gives me the dates. He chooses who needs to go with me. And I'm going to share this because I think it's important that it's released. The Lord said to me, I will send you every year to buy 50 Hebrew Bibles.
Wow.
And I still said to the Lord when he instructed me, I said, why only 50 Bibles, Lord? And that's when he said, I will send you every year to buy 50. Little did I know, you know, that, you know, how this was all going to plan out. At first, I thought I was to buy it here, put it in my suitcase, but then to discover that I had to buy it in Israel.
Mm.
And it's Hebrew Bibles, the Old Testament and New Testament. And to share the word, you know.
Yes.
So that's what I do every year when I go.
Awesome.
In 2023, my second journey to Israel, I went on my second journey to Israel. The Lord chose Sister Anna to go with me. And in that journey, before I left to Israel, the Lord gave me a dream that a war was going to break out.
Mm.
So I was very burdened and very disturbed by this, as it was just heavy on my shoulders. I shared it with Yvonne and the prayer team before I left South Africa to go to Israel. And I still asked my sister Anna, you know, would she go with me if she knew that the war was going to break out? And she said, Sarah, I don't know. And I said to her, do you not think that if the Lord sends us?
Mm. If the Lord sends us. Okay, I'm just going to leave it right there. I don't want to interrupt anything. So we're going to take a short break and then we'll come back and you will continue immediately. So ons gaan luister na die lied gesing deur Days of David, U is. En dan is ons nou weer terug. Die tyd 49 minute voor 10. Paar boodskapies wat deurgekom het, wat ek gaan lees na ons, nadat ons weer, wanneer ons weer terug is. Ek is so opgewonde. Luister as ek het die woorde nie. I just stand in awe of this beautiful God. So, bly ingeskakel.
Koffiedייט met Philippine Morkel. Lady P is in die huis. Welkom by Koffiedייט saam met Philippine Morkel hier op Kaapse Kansel 729 AM.
Ja, dis weer eens 'n hartlike welkom en goeiemôre aan al ons luisteraars wie ingeskakel is. Wat 'n wonderlike tasbare teenwoordigheid is hier in die ateljee. Ons eer die Heilige Gees vir wat hy doen. And like I always say, Holy Spirit, you take the platform. My guest in studio today, two phenomenal ladies, Sarah Deluz and Yvonne, her friend who accompanied her. And I see there's a lot of messages that came through. Die prachtige lied waarna jy so pas geluister het, is U is gesing deur Days of David. Nou laat ek gou net hier kyk, weet vir ons almal nou boodskapies deurgestuur. Bernadette Abrams just confirmed something that we spoke about this morning, Sarah. She listened to this. She says, Philippine, our daughter of the Most High, Sarah must come back more. Didn't we speak about it this morning? She's a blessed woman of the Lord. And I just said, even before we started with the interview, I said, you need to come back again. And look at God, eh? She just confirmed it. Bless you, Bernadette. And then korte waarhakke het ons van Linda Preg. Linda says, I will never forget that experience with you, Sarah, on Table Mountain. Yes. The lightning that struck the place, you placed the stone. The presence yes. of the Lord was so tangible yes. on the mountain that yes. day. Yes. That encounter was one of the most powerful yes. and memorable experiences in my journey with the Lord. And I'm so blessed to have been a part of this humbling and powerful yes. assignment. Yes. Thank you for sharing that with us. And Bernadette also says, I'm so glad to be part of the House of Bethlehem with Sarah and Yvonne. Iron ladies that will pray you through. Adrian Marcus says, beautiful testimonies, prophetess Sarah Deleuze and our beloved sister Yvonne. God bless your hearts. Keep the fire burning, Lady Philippine Morkel. Wow. Listen to him, Lady Philippine Mokaluya. I love that, Evangelist Adrian. Thank you so much. Let me just see if there's any other messages that I missed. I don't think so. So we're going to continue. I just want to give this lady as much time as possible. But I've got good news for you. She will be back.
Thank you.
Over to you, my dear.
Oh, thank you. I then reassured Anna that with God taking us there and showing us what was going to happen, He's so faithful, He Amen. Will bring us back.
Yes.
Anna is also a powerful woman of God. And I just want to say thank you, Anna, if you are listening, you know, for your courage and for walking that walk with me in faith and knowing what was going to happen. And when I arrived, when we were in Israel, you know, the first three nights that I slept, I could not sleep.
Sure.
I was so burdened, Philippine. I had dreams that I was a hostage. I had dreams that I was, you know, at the back of this van and people thrown in this van. And it was actually literally everything that had happened in Israel. Whoa. On the 7th of October. And just to cut short, we can't go into everything right now. On the 6th of October, I had said to Anna, our assignment was now going to be completed. And the Lord said, walk to the Damascus gate and break ground there. And not knowing what was going to happen on the 7th, we walked. And I just felt absolute evil like I'd never felt in my life before. And the Lord said, drop the oil here.
Wow.
And I dropped the oil. We prayed and we moved on. And it was that night, the 7th of October, the war broke out.
Sure.
Exactly the way I had in my dreams.
Wow.
And I remember my mother, Israel mother, Birgitta, she walked to the front door, and right by the front door of her house was a piece of iron in a shape of a hand with five fingers. It was one of the shuttles, you know, from a bomb that literally shook the whole house. Oh. That's how everyone was woken
sure.
up. And when I saw this piece of metal with, you know, the shape of five fingers, the Lord God said to me, I protected you with my righteous right hand.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
That is so powerful.
Yes, yes.
Oh,
and
my word.
And we were due to come back on the 8th of October.
Mm.
So we caught our flight. The agent had called us and said that we had to catch the 1:30 flight in the morning, but yet it was due for 10:30 that evening. Anna and I went there early in the morning. It was chaos. Everything was absolutely chaos. There was so much uncertainty with what had just happened. There was fear gripping the hearts of the Jewish people. But I remained calm, believing in our faithful God that He was going to protect us. Mm. And right at 10:30, before 10:30, I went to one of the agents sitting there, and I said to her, can we not catch our flight at 10:30? And she said, oh, there's space. You have to run before they close the gates. And Anne and I ran so fast. We got there just in time. And apparently that was the last flight that went out
sure.
that night on the 8th of October.
Mm.
So if we had caught that 1:30 in the morning, we would have had to have stayed in Israel another 9 days
sure.
because they had closed all the, you know, basically the flights at that time. Mm-hmm. So that was that journey with a lot more that I won't be able to get into now because of time. And then, of course, last year with my beautiful sister, powerful woman of God, Yvonne, the Lord gave me a dream that she was to go with me again to Israel 2024.
Sure.
It was in November I had released to Yvonne that I had a dream that she was to go with me. She was already waiting to go with me, like a real prayer warrior, ready to go and fight this good fight. And it was November, we were at our Shabbat at the house of Bethlehem, when Yvonne stood up and she said, "Lord, you haven't given us the date yet to go to Israel." And I put my head down and I said, "Lord, I haven't asked you for the date to go to Israel." Sure. And this was November 2024. And then the Lord dropped in my spirit, 19th of December. Hmm. I said, "Lord, if this is what you are telling me, I need confirmation."
Yes.
And in my spirit, I felt Holy Spirit say to me, "You will hear the number 19. And you will then know that will be your confirmation."
Wow.
So at the end of our Shabbat, Vanessa asked if anybody had a testimony to share. And Yvonne stood up. Of all people, she stood up and she shared her testimony. Awesome. And Yvonne, I want to give you this opportunity to share what you said.
Yeah, it was quite incredible because it was Sarah had given me a pair of earrings, pearl earrings.
Mm.
That was on the 19th. So I started, I said, "Oh, on the 19th, Sarah gave me earrings which had 12 pearls." I could have actually said 6 pearls because it was 6 in each earring, but I knew I had to say 12.
Mm.
And so basically that was confirming the date of the 19th of December being the 12th month.
Sure.
And it was just so incredible because it came so quickly.
Yes.
You know, and so there we had it. There was our dates and
yes,
it was set. And I knew
awesome,
it was to come that particular year because
yes,
the Lord had given me a promise that every year I would travel. And that particular year I had not traveled at all.
Mm-hmm.
So and that was in that year. We came back on the 29th. So so faithful.
Sure.
He's so faithful. And it's just as you're obedient, you know. And
yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Simple faith. Yeah.
So on that note, we're going to take another break. I think this is the perfect timing to take another break. And Sarah's agreeing with me. I'll read the messages after the next song. Let's listen to this beautiful song sung by Bernice Roberts. I chose this song because, I don't know, it just reminded me of you. When I chose the song, I saw you. So let's listen to this beautiful song sung by Bernice Roberts, Dwell. We'll be right back.
Besoek nou ons webtuiste en maak jou bydra met Payfast. Jy kan ook jou bydra gee deur 'n debietorder in te vul of 'n eenmalige donasie te maak. Jy kan ook 'n bemaking uit jou testament aan Kaapse Kansel maak. Alles met die druk van 'n knoppie op www.kaapsekansel.co.za. Philippine Morkel op Koffiedate.
We just listened to the beautiful song sung by Bernice Roberts, Dwell. What a beautiful and anointed song. I was immensely blessed by that song. I don't know about you, Sarah,
yes,
and Yvonne.
Thank you.
So deep.
Amen.
So deep. Luisteraars, ja, dis die program Koffiedate met jou dienende gasvrou Lady P. En my gaste vandag hier in die ateljee, Sarah Deloos en haar vriendin Yvonne. En hier het 'n paar boodskapies deurgekom. Ek gee dit net gou deur. Iemand wat ingeskakel is daar op Facebook. Ja, ons is live op Facebook. So gaan besoek ons gerus daar. Vanessa, I hope I'm pronouncing this correct. Ben Vanessa Pita Teixeira. She says, "Good morning, Philippine girl. So wonderful to listen to my precious Sarah on radio. Was definitely an incredible God experience on Table Mountain. I too experienced the power of God on that mountain that day with Sarah and Yvonne. Praise God, and may His name be glorified.
Amen.
Amen. Vanessa, amen. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, and welcome here on Coffee Date. And Fernanda, dankie ook vir al die boodskapies. Thanks for all the messages that you're sending through. Annette van Amerwe says, blessings. Thank you, Annette. Nadia is back, and Nadia say, asseblief, Lady PM, ek van môre bid vir my en my ma, ons karretjie se gees mors. Ag nee man, en ons glo en vertrou die kar gaan vandag regkom, want ons werk hang af van ons karretjie af. Asseblief bid saam met ons. I'm going to ask Sarah to pray for this lady, Nadia, and her mother Evelyn. Their car is giving problems at the moment, and they depend on that car to take them to work. It all depends, you know, on the car. If the car doesn't work, then they can't, the car doesn't, yeah, start. They can't work. So we're going to trust God right now in Jesus' Amen. Name.
Yes, thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we just come and bring Nadia before you.
In Jesus'
name. In Jesus' name. And we ask you, Father, for provision. We ask, Father, that what the enemy has meant to bring harm, Lord, that you turn things around
in
for
Jesus'
your
name.
Good. In Jesus' name. So, we, Father, we ask you to give them your peace. We ask for your direction. And we ask for a way out, Lord, that they Jesus. Will be able to have mercy travels wherever they go with their vehicle. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Nadia, it is done. It is settled. Amen, amen. Thank you so much. So I'm going to give over to my guest once again just to bless us and just to speak from the heart as Holy Spirit leads. Yvonne, you were still busy sharing something with us, or are you done?
Well, basically, it was just the Lord confirming that yes. the date to leave
yeah.
was the 19th of December.
Okay.
Or the day to actually arrive was the 19th of December.
Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes. Praise the Lord. Over yes. to you, my dear.
Amen. And that was just an instant confirmation.
Instant
confirmation. Our God
Praise
is so faithful. So thank you, Lord. So the Lord said, feed my people.
Mm.
So, yes, the Bibles are spiritually, but the food, he meant the food. And I just said, Abba, this is November. We must leave on the 18th to be there the 19th. And I said, there's not a cent in my account. How am I to do this? You also laid in my heart that I were to go, I told Yvonne that we were to go to Galilee and Jerusalem. And I was so concerned because I didn't really know anyone in Galilee. No. And I didn't know how we were going to do this. And the Lord said to me, I am testing you, Sarah. And I'm testing my people whom you ask to help. And I remembered it took me to Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, where it says, those that bless Israel will be blessed, and those that curse Israel will be cursed, and all the world will be blessed through them. So God made that this promise to Abraham about his descendants. So I knew that as, you know, I was going to put the word out there that, you know, we as South Africans, we're going to come together in unity in the body of Christ. And you know, and bless Israel through the donations. You know, within, I think, 3 weeks, we raised 150,000 rand that went to Israel to feed his people.
Wow.
To feed his people. And there was much more that we had to do. And that was just, you know, go to the Hadassah Hospital.
Sure.
The Lord had also laid on our hearts to go to the Hadassah Hospital and to pray for the sick in hospital, the soldiers. And I still said to Yvonne the one day, how are we going to get there to the Hadassah Hospital? And that particular day, we met this Jewish couple who, you know, we met and we had sorted it out before going to Israel. And they just spontaneously said to us, oh, that they were going to the Hadassah Hospital the next day.
Look
and
at God.
How he put this together for us. As it was such a beautiful journey, how the Lord opened the door, and there was just the flow of his mighty, miraculous
Jesus.
Hand in every step that we took. And we went to the Hadassah Hospital. Philippine, I must tell you, it's the size of an airport, the Hadassah Hospital.
Wow.
And we went from floor to floor, myself and Yvonne, praying, going in from ward to ward, praying for the soldiers, sure, praying for the people that we came across.
Mm.
But what was amazing that I needed to share this is that the doctors, the nurses, it wasn't even visiting hours. Nobody stopped us or asked us any questions.
It was like they looked at us,
but they said nothing.
Sure.
And we just strolled from floor to floor.
Mm.
And one of the first wards we walked in, Philippine, I must tell you, was a man, a Jewish man, whom was actually in my dream, because the Lord said that person with the bandaged left foot I was going to meet in Israel. I said to Yvonne, he was the first person we met in that ward, and he ministered to us, Yeshua. He ministered to us that the tears were just flowing down our faces, and he asked us, what are your names? And we said Yvonne and Sarah, and he said, you know what that means in Hebrew? It means fire.
Wow.
It means fire. And little did he know that when Anna and Doria anointed our feet, they said that they saw a vision of fire under our feet.
Look at that.
So there was just so much breaking ground wherever we walked. There were times I took my shoes off. I had to walk barefoot in the middle of Jerusalem for hours walking, breaking ground. You know, the people were so beautiful. The hearts of the Jewish people were so welcoming. We kept on reminding them that South Africa loves them, that we are praying for them.
Awesome.
You know, each one of them responded, thank you. Tell the people in South Africa, we say thank you for praying for us.
Awesome.
No one was aggressive. No one was angry. They all said thank you. They took in and soaked in as much as they could get from our fellowship and, you know, conversations that we had as we walked the city. And like I said earlier, that we had gone to Galilee. And like I said, I didn't know how we were going to get there and who we were going to be with. Do you know that the Lord opened that door, Philippine? I didn't have to do anything. A very special friend of mine literally contacted the people in Galilee and said, Sarah, you are sorted.
Praise
you
the
are
Lord.
Going to be at this accommodation in Tachba. And we took a huge bag full of beanies and baby clothes. And we took, gifts for the people in Israel. And it was winter at the time. So we gave it out to the soldiers. We were feeding. We were in this feeding scheme where we were, myself and Yvonne were actually making food for the soldiers.
Whoa.
Yes, yes. Wow, we were making food.
So awesome.
And we also donated 50,000 towards that organization that were feeding the widows and the soldiers. Yes.
That is absolutely amazing.
God is so faithful.
Yes, always.
All I can say, Philippine.
Wow.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes. I don't know if Yvonne anything wants you to want add. To. Yes.
Yeah, the first place we stayed was Tachba. Now, Tachba was the place where Jesus did the miracle of the bread, the loaves, and the fishes. And it's so interesting too that that was the whole ministry was actually to basically take God's pantry there. So, you know, the Lord has got a sense of humor with everything. And that was just
incredible.
That
is amazing.
Yeah, just so
the same place. It happened at the same place. Feed my people. Oh, my word. This is so powerful. And somebody is just agreeing here. Catherine Ann Redeem Swat says, feed my people, Sarah. Powerful. Nadia, that you just prayed for, says, thank you, Lady PM and guest. We believe. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Nadia.
Amen.
So, yes, my guest today, who is such a tremendous blessing here on Coffee Date, is Sarah Deluz and her friend, Yvonne. Anything else you'd like to share? Feel free.
Yes, I mean, how the Lord just led us step by step. The miracle signs and wonders followed us, Philippine. I mean, if I were to share and Yvonne were to share everything, we'd be here the whole day. but I do want to share one thing just to confirm as well how Abba led our steps. We wanted to go to a children's orphanage. It was very important for me to go and see what their needs were for the children in Israel. And when we got there, it was closed.
Mm.
And so we moved to the next to an area next door to that place, and we asked, you know, if we could, you know, speak to someone that you know, that to find out the needs. And we spoke to a gentleman that redirected us to this woman, and she was working for a church called Christ Church. And she said she works with a feeding scheme. She feeds the people in Bethlehem. And they also feed the Muslims, the Christians, the Messianic Jews, anyone in that area that was in need of food. And immediately Abba just laid it on my heart, go to the auto bank. And he showed me the amount that I needed to give them without her asking. And she led us to the office where there was a few ladies. And I just asked them to excuse us because we went to the auto bank. We withdrew the amount that the Lord laid on my heart, and we came back to them, and they were shocked. They were so shocked because they had said they had just finished praying to our God, to the Lord God, for provision for January, because they were short. They were short, and your God just provided. So it was, you know, one thing I just say is, you know, never doubt the voice of the Lord.
Amen.
When you hear the Holy Spirit prompting you, I always say anything good that you feel the prompting of, you know it's from God, because God is good.
Amen.
And so I just, you know, the glory that came over us and the joy, you know, to know that, you know, that we could have been that answer for their prayers. To God be all the glory.
Amen, amen, amen. Bernadette Abram, she's back. And she says, if you are tired and weary and life is pressing you, you serve the Lord but feel weary, come sit at the feet of Jesus on a Friday at the House of Sarah in Durbanville. Oh, that is close, very close to where we are. These are times of refreshing, and I promise you, you will be refreshed. Ooh. I definitely want to come, Sarah. Yes. Thank you, Sis Bernadette, for sharing this with us. And then Rodney M. David het so 'n pragtige lelie hier gestuur, 'n geel lelie. Hy sê, Here Jesus, dankie vir die mandjie genade wat U elke dag langs my neersit. Sjoe, is dit nou nie mooi nie? Pragtig, dankie Rodney. En Ricardo, ons geloofslepel roeder, the one who wrote that beautiful song, says, this is really amazing how the ladies just put their faith in action. Wow. Thanks, Ricardo. You are always such a blessing here on Coffee Date. So we're going to give the ladies another break, and then we'll be back. So we're going to listen to Renel Erasmus, and sy sing vir ons, Oral is U. We'll be right back.
Galasiërs 6 vers 10. Solank ons die geleentheid het, moet ons dus aan almal goed doen, vooral aan ons medegelowiges.
Koffiedייט op Kaapse Kansel.
Ja, die ketels kook nog lekker hier op Koffiedייט. Die koffie smaak baie lekker vir die wat koffie drink. Die tee smaak baie lekker vir die wat tee drink. En ons bekers loop net oor vandag. O, ek weet nie van julle nie, ons bekers loop net oor van die genade van die Here, sy vreugde. Man, as hy vyand so wil kom, dan I've experienced it so many times, the joy of the Lord that will just come forth, and He will have to flee.
Yes.
There's no time. We cannot we cannot hold back anymore.
Yes.
We cannot be moved by the status quo of this world. We just have to move forward.
Amen.
Forward. And so my guest today in studio is Sarah Deluz and a friend, Yvonne. And I believe, Yvonne, you are going to take the floor now.
Thank you. I just want to testify to how Sarah was so bold and courageous. In actual fact, when we first arrived in Galilee, we were at the Messianic Church there. They were the ones that had the ministry for feeding the soldiers and the widows. And we were told, comfort my people. So it's, you know, smile, comfort, have encouraging words.
Yeah.
But what happened was, it was just so awesome, because we actually went around and we were praying, especially in Jerusalem, when we went onto the streets of Jerusalem. And Sarah, as we were praying, Sarah felt prompted by this Holy Spirit saying, do not deny Jesus's name. So whenever we prayed, she would pray boldly in the name of Yeshua. And I can just say that everybody was actually receptive of that.
Amen.
It was actually incredible.
Oh.
And, you know, it's that is it. It's to be bold and courageous. When you hear the Holy Spirit tell you to do something, He will back you up.
Amen.
All the way.
Yeah.
And that I can testify, I just was just so amazed, you know, and those seeds that were planted, incredible, you
wow.
know, because, you know, those Jewish people, they know Yeshua.
Amen. Amen.
It was just incredible. I mean, the one, chap that we met, he couldn't speak much English, so his wife was speaking mostly. But then when we started speaking about Yeshua, and he was getting so excited, yes, he's a Jew, you know.
Sure.
And we said, yes, you know what, you are you know, you are the line which he came through. And we are blessed because of the Jewish people, because the Lord decided to use the Jewish people. You're the people of promise, and Yeshua came through you. And it was so incredible how receptive. So we know that the Lord is going to bless that. He's going to bless that work.
Amen. Yes. So when God gives us an instruction,
yes.
let us not hesitate, because,
right.
like you said, He's got our backs.
Yes.
Amen. Over
Amen.
To you, Sarah.
Amen. Amen. Yes, it was incredible. I remember, Yvonne, when we were at the Hadassah Hospital, and one of the many wards we walked into was a Jewish soldier and his mom.
Mm.
And it was actually there that the mom said that, you know, if it wasn't for God, that her son would have been dead.
Wow.
Because rocks had hit his head. Mm. Rocks were thrown at his head. And every time he stood up, we got up, he would be nauseous and he would, you know, pass out.
Mm.
So when we arrived there, she was so excited to see us, as if she knew us. And she offered us cookies and water to drink. It was so welcoming.
Mm.
And we gave him beanies and to give also to his
troops
as well. And then I asked him, you know, could we pray for him?
Yeah.
And but I asked him if we could lift him up from the bed.
Sure.
And he said, yes. And as, you know, they lifted the bed up, He sat upright, which normally meant he would get nauseous.
Mm.
And we started praying in the name of Yeshua, because the Lord said, will you deny me? And I said, no, Lord, I will not deny you. This is the time to be bold and courageous,
right.
and
Amen.
To testify.
Mm.
This is not a time
to shrink
Come
or
on.
To compromise, you know. This is the time to speak out, you know,
yes.
for Zion's sake, not to be silent.
Amen.
Amen. And so I spoke the name of Yeshua, and there was a reaction, like almost like, did I hear this?
Yeah.
Did I hear this? But as we looked at his mom, the tears, Philippine, were flowing down her face. You know, how she absolutely, how they received the prayer.
Yeah.
And that touched me deeply.
Mm.
And it gave me just so much courage to carry on.
Wow.
And so that was profound. And all glory to God with his, you know, in his faithfulness.
Amen.
In
Amen.
Jesus' name.
At this point in time, I'm just going to give your contact details to the listeners. I'm sure that they would like to contact you just to be a blessing to them. So, luisteraars, hier kom die contact nummer. It's Sarah de Luz. It's 082-591-4347. I repeat, 082-591-4347. You can also go and visit her on Facebook under Sarah, S-E-R-A, D-A, Luz, L-U-Z. That is where you will find her, and feel free to invite her. She will be a great blessing unto you. Emma Williams also says, glory to God. Thank you for sharing your incredible journey. Jesus and Jesus alone. Thank you so much, Emma Williams.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm glad that you are tuned in. So, right, the ladies were busy talking here. So I'm going to give over to Sarah.
It was incredible. We give God all the glory. He's faithful. You know, like I always say, when He lays it into your heart to do something, you know, do it in faith.
Amen.
We don't have to see everything in front of us to walk boldly, but rather be courageous and walk boldly before you see it. And one of the most amazing things is, Philippine, you're going to laugh. The Lord said to me that all my clothes that I pack in my suitcase, I must give it away.
What? wasn't I passed close by?
In Israel. And I must be honest, it was a hard pull to swallow.
I can imagine.
And what was incredible was when we met that gentleman in the ward that I spoke about in the dream,
yeah.
He said to us, he said, you know, when God sends you to do, when Adonai sends you to do something, He will always bless you before you even do it.
Mm.
Now, what was incredible was we were at a Shabbat this particular day, and a Jewish lady came up to me and said, you know what? I have got clothes that I want to bless others with. Would you like to come and select some for yourself?
Wow.
And this was before I gave my clothes away. And I was just remembering what that gentleman had said to me, the Jewish man. And, you know, and Abba said to me, stand up and go and choose something for yourself. And I did that in a prophetic action. I did that. And of course, right at the end, I gave all my clothes away.
Sure. Wow.
I gave all my clothes away in obedience to what God had asked me to do.
Well, that is amazing, eh? So it's better. It's just to be obedient unto Him and don't hesitate. Sometimes we hesitate and we miss out on the blessing. So here are, the people are just looking for your number right now. I have to repeat it again. Luisteraars, hier kom die nommer weer. Berta het gevra en Ella Abigail soek Sarah se nommer. Nou, hier kom dit. Dis 082-591-4347. Ek herhaal 082-591-4347. Gaan besoek haar gerus ook daar op Facebook onder Sarah S-I-R-A Daluz, L-U-Z. Ek hoop, julle het nou daar die nommerkie mooi en prachtig gesuif daar op julle foon of waar ook al, en bel haar gerus. Sy sal 'n groot blessing wees waar sy ook al gaan. Tinka sê, this is such a Holy Spirit anointed morning. I love Israel and the Jewish people, and the Lord is busy working powerful in the lives of the Jews and all the nations living in Israel. Thank you, Tinka. Thank you for sharing that with us. Cynthia Verhoog says, wow, powerful testimonies. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. So, yeah, Sarah, anything else, you are welcome to share whatever God is laying on your heart. En nou gesels hulle eers lekker teen oor mekaar en besluit nou wie gaan nou eers te praat. Yvonne?
Okay. The first morning that we were in Jerusalem, we got up early, we'd had our lovely breakfast, and we went outside with our bag, and we were linking arms and skipping, pinching ourselves, look, we're in the streets of Jerusalem. And we were walking down Jaffa Street, and we actually encountered a man along the way who was dressed in like a long overcoat. He looked a bit shabby, lovely, and he stopped to talk to us. And Sarah asked him, you know, what's his name, and he said I'm a messenger. He didn't really want to come forth with the name. And he was just praising the Lord. He was just talking about Yeshua. He was just lifting up the name of Yeshua. It was a heavenly encounter a real heavenly encounter. Wow. And Sarai actually took money to bless him. And then he looked up to heaven and he thanked the Lord. And then he said to us, I just want to tell you that I just gave my last away.
Sure.
And now I just pray to the Lord, and He has just blessed me with this.
Praise the Lord.
And on the other side of the road, there were two homeless people that were actually still in their beds on the road. And He left us, and He walked across the road, and He actually went to each of them, and He actually knelt down to speak to them face to face. And that was just an incredible encounter. Oh. It was such a blessing to see that. And we just still think we encountered an angel.
Oh, wow. What an amazing testimony.
Yes.
I want to encourage the listeners today. Hold on to God.
Mm.
He is still God. He will never, ever fail us. He's an amazing God. So at this point in time, we're going to give them another break, and stay tuned for more to be blessed in a very, very, very tremendous way this morning. We're going to listen to Winston Fortuyn. Hy gaan vir ons sing Alles vir jou en vir my. We'll be right back.
Koffiedate met Philippine Morkel.
Amen, amen and amen. Ja, luisteraars, ons gaan die dag so afeindig, die program so afeindig op 'n baie hoë noot. En ons het geluister na die pragtige lied gesing deur Pastor Winston Fortuyn. Wat 'n pragtige lied, Alles vir jou en vir my. En net om weer eens vir u net aan te herinner dat u moet ingeskakel bly op nog pragtige programme wat gaan volg. Leni April sê ook vir ons goeiemôre. Sy stuur vir ons hartjies. Môre Leni. Ek wil net kyk, het ek almal? Ja, ek het almal hier gegroet. And now I'm just going to give over to these lovely ladies one more time just to bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, Philippine. I just want to pray over everyone. Psalm 122. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together, where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to the testimony of Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. For thrones are set there for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace, peace be within your walls, prosperity within your palaces. For the sake of my brethren and companions, I will now say, peace be within you. Because of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek your good." Amen.
Amen. Before we are going to end off with a special blessing, but before that, I just want to read what Bernadette Abram sent us. She says, "Many times I'm invited to speak at the House of Bethlehem, but so many times I walk out of there being taught at the feet of Jesus. Sarah and Yvonne is so obedient to God's voice." Thank you, Bernadette, for sharing that with us. Fernanda says, "Dankie vir 'n anointed program." And Shirley David sê, "Ek het nog geloer op WhatsApp, pragtige vrou, Lady PM." Shirley, ons sal jou boekie vir jou moed, maar moet weggee, want jy het dit nie kom haal nie. So ja, sy sê, jy's 'n baie pragtige vrou, Shitsera. If you understand Afrikaans, she says, "You're a beautiful woman." And so, she's going to... We're going to end this program with a very special blessing coming from Sarah. But stay tuned for more blessed programs that lies ahead. And I just want to say thank you so much for being so obedient to the voice of the Lord. You will always be blessed in the city. You will always be blessed in the field. Your coming in and your going out will always be blessed. And I want to give that to both of you. And the prayer of my heart is that God will open more kingdom portals for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive it right now in Jesus' name. So now, Sarah is going to bless us with a special blessing.
I just want to pray over each and every Amen. One of you listeners. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord shine His face upon you and your family and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you, and may the Lord give you His peace. Amen and amen. Amen. And I just want to say, keep up the good fight. Keep pressing forward. You are loved by Yeshua. I bless you in your coming in and going out. May you be strengthened. May miracle signs and wonders follow you Jesus. In a time such as this. Keep faith and know that God loves you. Do not be discouraged. Do not be afraid, for God is with you wherever you go. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sarah. Another message that came through from Suzette Ferreira. She says, good morning, everyone. Lovely to be joining you all again. So true what Sarah said and supported by the Bible, Isaiah 45 verse 2 and 3. I will go before you, one of my favorite portions of scripture, and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, who call you by your name, am the God of Israel. God clears obstacles and blesses before sending His people into that calling, into their calling. Isn't that amazing? Thank you so much, Suzette, for sharing that with us. And wow, what can I say? I always love to do this, what my Apostle Martin does. And Sister Bernie will agree with me. Listeners, all of you, just echo the words with me. Says Prophetess Sarah and Yvonne, please come back. And I've got good news for you. They will be back in April. God spoke to me about it, so I have to be obedient. Oh, yes, I had to be obedient. And we are looking forward. Thank you so much. You have been a great blessing to me as well, both of you. So you can greet the listeners.
Yes, thank you. It was wonderful being here. Thank you for having us. And over
thank
to you.
You. And shalom. Yes. Shalom, shalom.
So we've come to the end of a beautiful and blessed, like I always call it, service. And we thank God for what He has done. Suzette Ferreira says, anytime, loving your channel. Thank you, Suzette. Elrico Daniel says, good morning, everyone. Saran, Yvonne, you are truly a great ambassador for the kingdom of God. Lots of love, powerful testimony. Amen. Amen. Thank you to all the listeners who were tuned in this morning. I know you were blessed. Soos ek altyd in Afrikaans sê, ek weet julle was gestig. And next week, I have another lovely lady, the gospel singer, Robin Africa, who's also coming to share her testimony. And we are looking forward to what she's going to share with us. Robin Africa will be here next Wednesday, God willing. But thank you so much again to these two lovely ladies sitting here opposite me. They were really a great, and we connected the minute they walked in. Yes. I know, I think the minute we started chatting, then there was a divine connection. So may God richly bless you. And I know your heart. I know your heartbeat for the nation out there. I know. And I know that God is going to open. He's going to continue just to enlarge your territory for His glory. Nou ja, luisteraars, ek wil nie tot sien sê nie, maar ek moet, en ek weet elkeen van julle het saam met ons die tyd geniet hier in die atelier. En bly ingeskakel vir nog prachtige, wonderlijke programme, geseende programme wat voorlê. En ons is hier uit, but we will definitely be back. Net so laaste boodskapie van Fernanda, hy sê, God's love connects. Amen, yes. Amen, amen. Wow, that is, what a way to end this program. God's love connects. Yes. You're never alone. You might be sitting there today feeling so lonely,
looking out of the window, when is my children coming to visit me? But there's someone who visits you every day. He's always there, close to you. You never have to feel that way, because he is the one person who will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He's there to embrace you. And Holy Spirit is your best comforter, your best counselor, your best companion, your best confidant. Hallelujah. Never exclude him out of your life. I will be playing out with Roll Back the Curtains, sung by Philippine. But may God richly bless you, all the listeners. I know that next week you are going to come back with powerful testimonies after listening to these beautiful testimonies that went out today. And onthou, moenie ophou om daardie geloofslepel te roer nie. Keep on stirring the spoon of faith here on Coffee Date. God bless you. And ladies, you must have a safe trip back. Whatever you're going to do today, I know it's going to be blessed. Thank you so much. You were a great blessing to the listeners and to myself. So from my side, goodbye, listeners, till next week. I'll see you next week.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.